¿Qué pasa?
That's nada.
I figured, you know, I'm filling my Spanish void with Luis gone.
Okay, there you go.
Man, what was, do anything Carver related this weekend?
A buddy of mine picked up a NA Miata. Well, I forgot what year it was, but, you know.
Why an NA Miata, though? Just out of curiosity.
He wanted one. I don't know. I mean, I think his reason behind it was he just wanted a convertible. And
didn't want to spend a lot of money.
And then was right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, those are good cars for that. I mean, I mean, they're inherently good cars, but you know, it's like, I think it does require the right type of person to own one.
Yeah, I mean, I've drove an NA plenty of times because my friend, my other friend, used to have one as well.
Yeah.
And I used to drive it around all the time, and they are fun, but they're kind of just like old and crappy, you know.
Well, I also think you come from a very different point of view. I mean, you want the newest and whatever. You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. I saw there's this clip on social media that's circulating.
Okay.
Of John Cena. Have you seen it?
Yeah, with the Civic Type R.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
And like every time I see it. See, here's the thing. I like John Cena, but then do you ever see that show with the twins? That was the reality show where he was on it when he was married to...
I don't know much about John Cena,
all right,
Scott.
So,
I don't know.
Listen, so what happens is he was married to one of the, what are they called? Everybody that watches wrestling is going to hate me, but I don't watch wrestling like that.
Neither do I.
I don't know. I feel like it's called like the Bella Twins. Bella Twins. That's no what idea. It is. That's what
he's
it
married
is.
To both of them?
No, that would be cool. he was married to one of them, mm-hmm. and then it didn't really work out. They got divorced, right?
Right.
But the point of the story is that when they were married and they were on the show together, this reality show,
mm-hmm.
I thought John Cena was such a tool.
Okay.
Now, if he ever was watching this, which he won't be, but if he ever was, I immediately don't mean what I just said. but so here's the thing. So I thought he was such a tool. But then I saw this clip. And he totally redeemed himself.
Totally, yeah. It's like a newfound respect for him.
like he cares what I think. But what I'm saying is, like, his arguments were so valid.
Yeah, they resonate really well with me.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I explain and validate my reasoning for my, you know, choices of cars.
Does Max, do you have the sound on his clip?
We'll let it play. 20 and it's got a third pedal.
My dog.
And at 145, it's stable.
Oh, like, okay.
It goes. It's got well, seats that was in the back. Yeah.
But basically, yeah. Like, you know, if you have a purse. You know, he went through and he said, "Hey, look, you know, like,
and
like every day, you know, if you ask me what I drive every day, it's a Civic Type R."
Yep.
And he's like, "It's got a third." And the guy's like, "Come on, right?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "It's got a third pedal.
Yeah.
It's." New, it's got all the tech in it, it's super stable at 145. By the way, I don't know where you're taking a Civic Type R 145, but anyhow, it's crazy, right?
Yep.
So, like, I thought that was such a good thing. So, like, when I start to think about, like, that's you,
mm-hmm. right? It is. No, exactly. That's kind of my reasoning behind my interest in some cars in
right.
recent years, yep.
Which I'm the other way,
yep.
Like, give me the crap,
yeah, because you always want to tinker and
Well, tinker's the wrong word. That makes me sound very...
Tinker's the wrong word?
That makes me sound delicate.
Okay, you want to do legitimate work on them to make them better.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So I'll give you
Before, what happened was you were making me sound like a dainty car guy.
Okay, yeah, you're right. So
okay.
So you want to do legitimate work, put in the time and effort to make it into something better than
right.
anyone else could have dreamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which brings me to what I did this weekend, besides burning my hands off.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had some two-piece rotors that I had from Z1 Motorsport.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw those in on the Z,
nice.
Along with, you know, just some, like, street performance stop tech pads. So I got that stuff all set up. And then I decided, like, all right, let's, you know, I'm going to take them out, bed the brakes in. It was really nice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. And I'm like in the process of like bedding the brakes in, which is like, first off, have you ever noticed that? Like if you put any like performance oriented brake pads in, you have to like bed them in, right? So essentially what that is a series of stops from, you know, depending on what each manufacturer has their own procedure, but So StopTech apparently wants you to do like 50 mile an hour to 5 mile an hour stops, aggressive, like, but not kicking the ABS in.
Right.
And then in between, they want you to coast to cool the brakes off so they don't warp.
Yeah, no, I've taken my car down and up the street before doing like a little stop and go.
Where the hell do you do this?
I did it on my
No, like, I mean, from I'm driving this car around.
You look like a maniac doing that, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm driving this car around and I'm going from stop sign to stop sign.
Right, right.
And I'm literally like, I'm in the car at first and then I go into second and I just floor it, yep. and then I got to slam on the pedal, and usually, like, you know, and you're trying to time it so that you stop at the stop sign so you don't look like a jerk stopping 10 feet before an intersection.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I do that for a little bit, and my friend calls me. He's like, hey, I need a ride, and it was, like, 25 minutes away. So I'm like, all right, well, you know.
A little stop and go on the
way
there.
Might as well go. So the whole time I'm like, you know, like, and I don't know if I even got, they wanted 15. I think I probably got, like, 10. And then I'm like, all right, you know what?
It'll be all right.
It's fine.
So cut a little corner.
Because it got to a point where, like, it was just ridiculous. But anyhow, so I'm out driving this car, night car, around, which was nice because on a flat road, I love driving my car.
Mm-hmm.
When I say flat, I don't mean not curvy. I just mean, like, not destroyed, right? But the problem is with my car is that, like, you realize when you start to drive it enough that you start to enter into these periods of, like, you realize everything, every reason that you probably don't daily the car, right? Like, for me, like, going over an intersection, you know, where the, like, where the road crests up a little bit. So you'll, like, maybe one road, it's an intersection. So one road is kind of slopes down a little bit. Then you go over the intersection, and then you kind of slopes back down, and then the road picks up again. You know what I mean? Like, that dip. And, you know, it's like, even when I would try to slow down to 30 miles an hour, like, you know, the lip, you know what I mean?
Yep, I do.
And, you know, yesterday was a nice day. It was like 60 degrees.
Yep.
But, you know, moving the car around and driving the car or whatever, even with the windows down, I was wearing a sweatshirt and a hat or whatever, but, like, started to get warm in there.
Yeah, nice.
Right. But it brought me to my next point, which is that for the past, I don't know, 10 years, I haven't had the AC working in the car.
Okay.
It's there. It's all there.
Right.
I have tried multiple seasons to diagnose the thing. I think I'm left because I've changed probably every part. And the only part that I don't have left is a is the evaporator valve. The evaporator valve. So now I have to take apart the dash to get there. So I've kind of delayed it. But anyhow, this season I'm going to have to do it because, like,
a little work in AC this year?
Just a little. You know, if I could get that, that'd be really swell, you know?
It would be.
It gets moist in there.
Well, the windows work, I hope.
The windows go down.
That's a good thing.
Do you know when the worst time for me is, though?
What?
It's not when it gets really hot. When it gets really hot, I just bake, right? Like, if you see me during the summer in my Z, you'll be able to tell it's me immediately by the amount of sweat that is dripping off of my. But what gets me the most is on the summer days where I, let's say I take it out, and it's like, you know how it's like the humidity, you get that little chance of precipitation?
Yep.
Well, then it rains, and it turns into one of those heavy rains because of the humidity. Yep. If you're not from like a sea
climate.
you don't understand the humidity factors during the summer when it's really hot, right?
So miserable.
Can be miserable. Yep. And so what happens is, like, I'm cruising around with the windows, you know, sweat,
yep,
right? And then all of a sudden it rains really hard out of nowhere, like these thunderstorms, and I got to drive this car, and all of a sudden it starts, the windows all fogging up,
yep,
and I have nothing to turn, like, the defrost on.
Oh, I see. Because So
you're left with two options.
You do one of.
You could try the heat.
Do one of these.
All right, you're left with three options. You could try the heat, right? You could try the heat, which doesn't work in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried it, doesn't work.
Okay, so no HVAC system working either direction.
What I'm saying, my heat works.
Oh,
what I'm saying
does
is
work.
It doesn't work to clear the windows off.
Oh,
it just
okay.
makes the situation far
worse,
more steamy.
Worse. Okay, yes.
Yeah. And so you do that. You could try to wipe it, but
you do one of these.
That's right. But 12 feet later, we're back.
Okay, yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's so prolonged.
And now you got streaks.
Sure, but at the time when you're driving, mm-hmm. I'll take the streaks as long as I can keep...
driving.
Right.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you've rolled the windows up, so you're schmelting.
Ah, so is that the third option?
No, the third option is pull over and just wait for the rain to stop.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Well, that's usually what I end up doing.
Wow.
It gets too hot. I can't. I'm dying. I got the heat on. I got the windows up. I don't have rain guards because I don't want rain guards on the car. Fair like there's enough. There's no way to roll the window down even a minute bit. And if you know the Z, like it's the way it's sloped in, when it rains, if you have the window down at all, it just kind of like right into the window.
Maybe we can get you a like a squeegee. And you can squeegee it off from the inside.
It only works if I'm going to bring somebody with me that can squeegee.
Well, maybe we could rig something up so you could make it easier.
It's going to be like one of those mannequin pull cables.
Right, right.
Like you pull the cable.
Yeah,
that's
kind
of
what I was thinking. Right.
I think I should just fix the AC. the thing that bothers me is like I feel like I've thrown so many parts at it, but never all at one time. So mm-hmm. what happens is like I have years, like I may have a newer compressor, but you know, that was the last attempt 5 years ago. Like right. I don't know if some of these parts now sitting open. So, yeah. But I did buy a new dryer and stuff, but.
Are you the type of guy that has a whole bunch of parts laying around that you know you will not be using?
No.
Okay, so everything you got has potential.
Usually.
Well, you didn't buy something and say, yeah, I don't know why I bought that.
Not really.
Okay, good.
No, if I did buy it, there's a good chance. I mean, I think the only time in my life I ever did that was like a turbo. I had that impulse thing, or I got a really good deal or mm-hmm. something, and maybe I bought a turbo that was just too big for the car, and I'm like, you know what, I'll use this one day, whatever, and then you look at it every time, you're like, the amount of stuff I'd have to do to get this car ready for this turbo, like, that's ridiculous. And then it sits, and then you end up selling it.
Hmm.
I do that with other things.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. I don't know. Pretty weird.
Something I'm banking on right now, there's this guy I follow who does the car raffles.
You're hoping you're going to win?
No, I mean, obviously, I'm hoping I'm going to win. Do I think I'm going to win? Probably not.
Yeah.
But, every single time he does an S2000, I gotta put my name in there. I gotta get put in some raffle tickets.
Now, do you really feel that this is worth? So knowing car raffles, how much is the ticket?
I think it was like $5.
Oh, that's not
for
bad
an entry.
I usually see them in like $25-$30 for those car raffles.
No, I think it was like $5.
Does he put a cap on the number of people that can enter?
Yes.
How many?
It's insane. It's like maybe 10,000.
Well, that's not really a cap. That's more like a...
It's like 10,000 entries.
It's more like a retirement plan. so he wants to make 50 grand.
Yeah, and he does about like 10,000 entries or so.
Do you feel that these car raffles are just ridiculous?
People actually win it. You know, like there are some
I'm not saying that they're not...
It's crazy because if you put in, say, you know, I don't know, 50 entries, you put in 50 and you want to spend that much money versus someone who actually just puts in $5 one entry and they win, it's a crazy payout. You know, you can get a car for $5.
Yeah, no. All right. But you do agree that you're still falling on the lotto premise of you got to be in it to win it kind of thing.
100%.
But you know that most likely you're throwing that $5 away.
Well, I do more than $5. But
oh, well, that's making it worse. How much money do you put in now?
I put in, I don't know, $20 to $40 maybe.
$20 to $40.
$20 to $40.
And you do this every single time?
Anytime there's S2000. He's done multiple S2000s.
Have you thought, this is just one off the top of my head, have you thought...
save that money for an S2000?
Right.
But, yeah, of course I've thought that. But let's say he's done 10 and I've done 20. And I'm $200 closer to an S2000. Where does that get me?
I don't know. I'm just thinking that
is
maybe...
Is my math right on that? Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit off depending on if you use the 20 or the 40.
Right. So $200 to $400 closer to a $22,000 car?
I mean, it's fair. But what I'm saying to you is, do you ever get that feeling like maybe, just maybe, I could do these for the rest of my life and I'll never own an S2000?
Yeah.
Do you ever get that feeling of like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe I should just not do these and save up and buy an S2000.
No.
Never.
No, because if I had to save up for it, I probably wouldn't get an S2000. I would only take it if I get it for $40.
See, and I,
because if I had to save $22,000, I'm not getting an S2000.
Right.
So that's the whole thing.
My dream, I have two car dreams.
Only two? That sounds like a lot.
Because, well, no, I don't mean. So let me elaborate.
Please.
The reason I have two car dreams is because they're the two things I wish would happen to me. I can think of other scenarios, but these are the two most common.
You wish that you become really good friends with Jay Leno and you inherit his garage.
I mean, that's crazy. I think that's not a wish. That's like way out there. I wish that one day, just like the Lexus commercials during Christmas, one day it would come out. My wife would have bought me like a Supra or something, and there's just a big bow.
Oh, on the that's hood, a nice one.
And she's like. And I'm like, for me? And then I like run out and like hug the car. And I'm like, you really got this for me? And then she like has the keys in her hand. And you know, that's dream number one.
Rebuild title, no engine.
I take that, honestly. So that's number one. And number two is obviously like the same thing as what is it? 80?
Oh, so 80. How do you feel about those?
Well, so
that's the same. That's less chances. I know, than what I'm doing.
But I said it was a car dream. I didn't say did.
But what about the 88?
My wife's not buying me a Supra, and she's not putting a bow on it, and she's not giving me Christmas. I'm Jewish.
I'm curious though. What about 8080? 880, whatever it is.
88. I always struggle.
Whatever.
Everybody knows who they are.
It's two numbers.
I mean, I think it's a big business what they have going on. Mm-hmm. Clearly, because. They probably make a grip of money. I mean, look what they're giving away.
Yeah.
8080, good. I'm glad I didn't get it wrong. But what I will say is, like, that's a dream to me. And it's the same dream you're playing with the S2000. But like, these guys, like, could you imagine? Like, I dream of buying a shirt and then out of nowhere, somebody giving me a $240,000 car and $60,000 in cash.
Rich speaking, not on behalf of Koenig Wheels, is I am pretty sure this stuff is BS.
You don't think they give the cars away?
No, I think they do, but I think it's a fixed thing on who they give it away to.
Is that right?
I do. I personally believe that, but that's just my personal belief. The thing that I do, it's like you can actually see the names of every single 10,000 people entered in. It's very transparent.
I think that's fair, but what I'm asking you is, like, just even looking at some of these,
yep.
You feel, like, what, do you have any thoughts or proof? Ronkonkoma, New York. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's, like, right by my house.
Yeah.
I need to go find, maybe we should go find this guy. Let's get him on the podcast.
We could.
Right?
I'm sure people
have what it's like to win.
So, the...
How right. do we get to, we gotta find this okay. guy. Wait, Max, go back to this guy. We gotta find this guy.
All right, Scott, I'm gonna go on a rant for a sec, okay?
I mean, I guess it's okay.
Can I rant?
Yeah, all right. May I? Holler at me.
May I rant?
These places are too random.
May I rant?
Right. Please rant on.
Okay, so I was like obsessed with this when this first came. When I first started seeing this, like years and years ago, I was like, this is a freaking dream come true. Uh-huh. So I was looking into it so hard, and then, you know, the first few people they started giving it away to or whatever it may be, it just seemed so rigged. Like, so rigged, and then there was a lot of people with speculation saying that they give it away to business partners and whatnot.
Okay.
And everyone that won is some sort of affiliate to a business partner, to their company, or whatever it may be.
Keeney.
And then, what was I going to say? I don't know. I guess I'm saying this off of low basis or whatever, but, I don't know. They were saying that the people who win are affiliated. Oh, that's what I was going to say, is... That when you start to look at these people in their real lives, every one of their original older winners,
okay,
all of a sudden had no Instagram accounts, no nothing, no whatever, no social media. And as soon as they won the car, they had a social media account just dedicated to the car after they won.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was very suspicious. And now, I don't know if they sprinkle in true winners, but I still bet you that most of these people are affiliates based on my beliefs. Again, I don't really know that much. But... I don't know. All these there's so many companies that do this too now, you know?
I understand.
There's got to be something about it. They're not selling that much merchandise. Scott, we could
Hold on. We have one mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
I prepare after we leave here to try to get in touch with him.
Okay. But I think these people are held.
Sign NDAs and stuff. I'm sure.
I bet you these people are held to a freaking standard that they can't mention.
There's another one.
That is That is my hometown.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know him? Have you seen this car?
Max, you play this.
Have you seen this car? Dude, I can't.
Car. I am just so confused.
My dream
car is right here in front of me. What's his name? But they, all their Instagram accounts come up now.
That's real.
This is real?
That's real.
No, there's like seven.
I have never known which one I'm looking for.
Come on, they give him a wad of cash. Can we?
This is real too.
I don't know. This might be him, but I can't tell. No.
Listen, can we do the math on how much money, just in cash alone, that they give away?
No.
Like, that they would have to be making and merchandise to be able to do it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm quite positive they do. Yeah. Like, I know it's a big business. Because they have, like, full-time staff. You don't do that with a small operation. I mean, look what they're giving away. You don't think, listen, for every single time, I don't know what that is, but for every single time that they give away a $300,000 car, I promise you, they make more than $300,000. They're not losing money.
I know. Oh, that's for sure they're not losing money.
So, you know, that's the thing. All right. This is.
Hey, I don't know. I just.
This has gotten out of control. I don't know. Did you see the topic, or did you see that thing that Jalopnik had put up about the NSX in the river?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
It's crazy.
So for those of you who are not in tune with what we're talking about, so apparently there was an NSX, right? An NSX that was in a river for 20 years. It obviously had been damaged. I don't know how. I'm sure the cause of getting it into the river had something to do with an accident or something.
Right.
Right? Maybe off a bridge. I don't know. I'm sure there's more information. But this thing straight up sat at the bottom. That's not the car, by the way, everybody. This thing sat at the bottom of the river. That's the car. That car sat at the bottom of a river for 20 years. We got to make sure we plug the owners of this car, this channel, because I just subscribed to this channel just so that I can watch what's going to happen. They're going to restore this car. So, Max, can you holler or show the company so they get their credit for people that want to follow along? It starts with an H. So basically what happened is, all right, Helix Auto Works, they're on YouTube, I mean, look, I don't know what the content's going to look like. I don't know them personally, but if they do document and follow this thing, I think this is an interesting build. Now, look, so Max, you pause it right there so we can just take a look at this car for a moment.
This is gross.
So basically what we're looking at here is this NSX sat at the bottom of a river for 20 years, completely submerged, whatever it may be, and these guys have essentially...
Wait, can we tell everyone how much they bought this for?
So they bought the car at an auction for $8,500.
$8,500. $8,500. And I'm being ridiculed over $40 raffle tickets.
You just don't do it. So listen, clearly they have a content idea in mind, and this to me reminds me very much of the like DIY gang channel.
I didn't
where,
see this when they got the frunk open. I didn't
yeah,
see that.
The frunk. This to me reminds me of a very DIY gang channel where Jose had taken a Hellcat that had been burnt to the ever loving ground, and essentially said he was going to restore it, right? And at some points, like, it was the original car, but he ended up using a donor car because some things just got way too far. So, like, you know, then it comes down to the question of how much of the donor car is really the car. Right. But I don't know how they would do that with this.
That's crazy.
Now, I will say that it just feels like there may be too much work. Max, can you get a good picture of the car and just freeze it for a second? So basically what we're talking about here is, all right, so The car was in a river for 20 years. It was completely submerged. There, that those plants that are in the inside of the cabin, those are not things that got stuck in there. Those are actually growing.
Yep.
Right? And entire cars full of mud, silt, you know, whatever at this point. Clearly, there's going to be things there that are beyond repair.
Yep, that's an understatement.
Yeah. water brings on everything. Maybe they'll... I don't know when they say they're going to restore it. I don't know if their plan is to build it back to a fully stock interior, like OE-type build, or if their plan is to turn it into more of a race car. Some of this stuff is just going to be the rusted beyond...
I mean...
use.
Listen, I don't know the capabilities of these particular guys from this channel. I don't know how...
I think they're into these cars, though, because regardless, I saw a few of them.
I just feel like this whole thing is too far gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what do you really save off a car like this?
I don't know, but it seems like really interesting.
It does seem really interesting, and, you know, honestly, if they could just do it to the point where it, you know, can be on the streets.
Incredible. Let's go this way. Let's hypothetically say that all the interior, the engine, all this crap, it's all junk. Got to throw it all out.
Hypothetically, that's real life. That's okay. Not hypothetical.
But what I'm saying is hypothetical in the sense that I'm not there, and, you know, I can't, for me to be able to comprehend, is the block still good? Is it frozen? I mean, I would imagine not, because that much rust is going to be through every passage. I don't think you can get in there to the cooling passages and stuff. So, all right, let's even say they can do this. The question comes up now. If you're able to salvage enough of the frame and the sheet metal and rebuild that stuff back, right? Listen, it's been in the river for 20 years. There's no doubt that it's going to end up being a salvage or rebuild title.
Yeah, okay? Of course.
It's got damage. Look at that A-pillar. That thing did like the Steve Urkel dance. I mean, that thing's all over the place. You got that right rear quarter that clearly has a major blow on it. You got things that are going to rust off the car. Interior obviously is not really salvageable.
You got some crustacean in there.
Right. Right. This was a glorified crab trap. But
yeah.
So the question is, though, is if you were able to strip all this stuff out and you were able to get the shell, at least the shell, sandblasted, whatever it is, and the sheet metal somehow turns out to be able to be salvaged, okay? What is that VIN worth? Because that's what it really comes down to me.
Yeah.
Like having a shell, quote unquote, and having a good VIN. Well, I don't know, when we say good VIN, that would imply that the car hadn't been, you know, I don't know. I know this is just for content's sake. Yeah, but
by good VIN, I guess you're saying more or less just like they know the history of the car, or they can find the history of the car.
Yeah, it was in the bottom of a freaking river for 20
before
years.
Before
that, it wasn't in the bottom of a freaking river.
Yeah, well, what if they get there? It's a scratched off VIN number. It's a stolen car, and they ran into the river 20 years ago.
Well, then I think they wasted about $8,400.
Yeah.
But, you should follow these guys along, see what happens. I mean, you know, anything could happen. We're along for the ride. Very interesting, though, because I think that at the same way I'd like to receive a Supra with a bow on it for Christmas, I think that there's something very, I wish I could do this kind of thing.
Do you wish you could do this? Oh my goodness, that would take a lot of time.
Yes and no.
What's a headache?
Yes and no. I dream.
When does discouragement come into play?
Well, I mean, it's here. But I mean, listen, I think it's this. I think that I very much have these weird Copart dreams, for myself, of finding a car that I think is damaged to the point where it's been totaled, get a really good deal on it, but something that I'm able to salvage and pull back from the dead, right? I like the idea of saving cars.
Yeah, of course.
And I think getting one of these cars where it's a big VIN, right? And what I mean by big VIN is there's not that many of these cars. They're clearly numbered. Finding them is impossible. So that's what I bring up when I say things like, you know, there's a worth to the VIN. I don't know what that number is, right? Like, they paid $8,500. I have no idea what they're going to put into it. I mean, is it possible that they're going to get this thing running and not really focus too much on really getting this thing, like, super
pristine?
Right.
Or even below that.
Well, because, look, let's say that for some reason, and I don't know how it could possibly not be rusted all the way through, but let's hypothetically say that the actual frame shell, you know, some of the sheet metal is able to be, you know, let's say media blasted, and now they have a stripped out starting point, right? Mm-hmm. They paint it, they get it set, they get a new pillar on the thing, they obviously work the quarter, section the quarter out, whatever they got to do, they fix that whole thing, they put a new rad support on it, it looked like it was pretty toasted and rusted, obviously going to need to oil the interior out, but let's say they have some other cars, because I've seen a couple other NSXs on their channel. Let's say they're able to get, you know, new dash, this, that, the other thing, whatever. Put a standalone in it so they can run, let's say, a custom harness. You know, I mean, now you're sort of starting to get to the point where, you know, maybe they don't go with the stock NSX engine. Maybe they're going to go with, like, a K24 turbo swap or something. Like, I guess I'm just saying, like, I think I can, you know, you're going with race seats, not the original seats. Mm-hmm. I think I can see how this car could come together in a way where you took $8,500. Yeah, of course you probably put, you know, $25,000 into it, but could you sell the car for $40,000, make $10,000 in profit, and still have this content that lives on your channel?
Yeah.
Of building it. I mean, I can see it. I'm not sure. Like that's a little too far gone for me. Like, yeah. Just in the sense of, like,
I mean, I would hope so.
Well.
It's really
I'd
cool.
Still do it.
It's really cool they're doing it. It just seems like a almost impossible task. You know?
So here's how something like this ends up working out. Like, if you're a person that, let's say, had built a lot of NSXs, mm-hmm. and the reason I'm bringing this up will make sense in a second. If you're a person that builds NSXs, if you're a shop,
yep.
where you've converted some of these things into race cars and you've done so,
you got enough parts and stuff.
You have some parts, mm-hmm. right? If you're that shop, if you have one of those things where you have this ability to kind of know, maybe have a crashed or a rear-ended shell or bought a front clip from something else, or if you have some of these things, you might be able to turn this thing around.
Right.
And from looking at their channel, they do have an NSX race car. They did have, I think I saw one or two other NSXs that were actually in really, mint quality, whether they're wrapped or painted, but like, they're real cars. Actually, Max, go to the beginning of the video. I think they show one of those pristine cars and stuff so you can get an idea. So right there, they're in front of a race car. That's an NSX.
That is an NSX, yep.
All right, so right there, you got some carbon fiber aftermarket things on there. So that shows you there's some people that make some of those parts, right? Now, fast forward just a little bit, Max, and go toward, like, he's starting to walk out to the car, and I think there was, like, a purple one. Well, anyhow. So they have another one, right? Like, I'm just saying that there's a theory here that maybe this bid for them was way more, but this bid was way more calculated than whatever. And I bet you, when I looked at this YouTube channel the first time, I think they were at like 10,400 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
I think when Max showed this before, they were at 11,100.
Right.
I say that in short measure, if they really do commit to this build series and are able to do some stuff, I bet you this channel ends up being one of those channels that goes to, you know, 80 or 100,000 before the build's done.
Mm-hmm.
What's the value of that?
Incredible. It's an incredible value. But right. So, you know, but truly, 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 this is incredibly hard for them to, you know, accomplish. So if you're going to put this out there now, people are going to start watching. You have a fan base. You got people following along.
Right. There's no going back.
Right. So, but what happens when you hit the end of the road and you say, listen, we're in over our heads?
A shop. I'm going to say they're not in over their heads. I think
if they get to that point
where it's not, well, what if they get to that point where it, right, it's not salvageable, or
right.
they get to the point where it's like, we're going to put in way too much money for this car.
Mm-hmm. Where do you stop?
So possible.
Are they going to come back to the channel one day and be like, hey guys, you know, we did all we could.
No, so that's what's it. Interesting is, and I wonder how far ahead they are on this stuff. But so if it was me that was doing something like this,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have gotten the car, and before I made any YouTube videos, I would have made the videos as I went along, but I would have never put the first one out until I knew, all right, we have a plan here.
Right.
Maybe they did that.
Maybe.
You know, maybe in reality, if you were, you know, I don't know this shop at all, but if you were to go 5 years, 5 years, 5 months down the road,
mm-hmm.
that's really where they are right now. And you're going to start to find out that, all right, they got this thing stripped down, media blast. Yeah, they're going to have to change some frame rails. They're going to have to make some sheet metals. The rockers are a little rusted through. Oh, but the quarters are good. This is good. That is good. This is good. All right, media blast it. Now we're... I mean, like, surprisingly enough, that hood looks pretty good.
Yeah. What color do you think it was?
They said it was black by the VIN.
Oh.
But then they said it was brown because of the rust.
Okay.
And dirt. So, like, look, don't you think it's going to be... All right, so... I mean, I kind of want to see what's going to happen, what this car looks like.
Hey, when the pop rod works.
No, it doesn't. Watch.
It doesn't work?
So wait. So I kind of...
it does work.
Yeah, it works like a charm. What I kind of want to do is I want to see what happens when they start getting all the silt and dirt mud mm-hmm. out of it, and then they power wash the car.
Yeah.
Like...
That'll be satisfying.
Right? Like, because, yeah. or it won't. Like, it may be red Flintstoned on the bottom of the car.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah,
right?
Or a bunch of snails or something.
He made one joke when I was watching the video. It was like, well, so far we've gotten through this far and no snakes.
No snakes. Like,
yeah, and one snake jumps out at me, I'm done. Crushing the whole thing. So.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, is it? I don't know. Oh, that was the badge. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I didn't say what I thought it was.
Wait, what is it?
It was the badge. It was the badge. Just it was oxidized to Holy Kingdom Come. Oh, so Max went to their... Yeah. I mean, the car sounds great. The Loch Ness Monster. Loch's NSX Monster is what they named it. That's great. I hope it's one of those things where, like, they're able to get this thing going, because I think... Oh, I mean, clearly they had a sawzall that part. Look at that. I just want to dig that out. Pause. All right. So, I don't know. That was it. Make sure you check those guys out. I don't know them. We don't know them. We have no relationship with them. But I think it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, I don't know where they are. I think they're in Maryland.
I was just about to ask you, where are they?
I think they're in Maryland. I'm not 100% sure. But, hey, guys, if you see this, which you won't. But if you do, and you want to link up for some wheels for the car, we'd be willing to at least put those back on the car.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I get super jazzed over this stuff. I think that's why I love BS for Build.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching what he takes. And, I mean, he's not ever trying to make it, like, restored. But I love the fact that, you know, he'll take some of these cars that are really, you know, wrapped up or messed up, and then he'll bring them back to life, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's it?
I think so. You know what I mean? We're just here to chat with you, hang out with you. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Don't forget, we have a piece of content on Friday. I think we're doing what is wheel offset? Yes, we're going again because you people, and when I say you people, I mean everybody out there, not just you. People still don't know what wheel offset is, so we're going for another round. So there's that. And then on top of it, don't forget that we go live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. just before this on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been really trying the YouTube thing. So if you're bored, come hang out with us. We're not even going to make you click any of those super things and send us money. Just come hang out.
Buy a sticker.
Right. Buy a sticker
and
give us money. We don't need money. We just want you to come hang out. It's so simple.
That's it.
And if you're out there watching, make sure you subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play,
Spotify.
Yep, we got them all.
iHeartRadio.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel. So that's it. We're going to get out of here. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We'll catch you next week.